Concerned groups responded to a report that came out 2 weeks ago by the International Water Uses Review Task Force. The International Joint Commission appointed the task force to provide an update on developments that have taken place in the basin since the commission's 2000 report. Noah Hall is from the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes office. He says he's concerned the task force's report does not emphasize how serious threats to the Great Lakes have become.
The report could mislead the public or interested policymakers and lull policymakers into complacency in terms of the need and the urgency for basin-wide protections for the Great Lakes, particularly for groundwater.
Hall says groundwater depletion is causing problems in the communities around the Great Lakes Basin. Other criticisms of the report were its failure to look toward the future on issues like climate change and water diversion. The U.S. chairman of the IJC says the commission will study all the public's comments at a retreat and write their official report within 2 to 3 months. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Annie McDowell.